This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. There soon will be less shelter space for unhoused families in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the Salvation Army is cutting back its beds.
The Springs Salvation Army is more than $1 million in the hole. Local coordinator Stephen Ball says the organization has been unable to find replacement funds for grants which expanded services during the COVID pandemic.
Salvation Army just didn't pivot fast enough.
So to help balance its budget, it's cutting half of the shelter rooms it offers to families with children. That means 16 rooms will close at the Army's Family Hope Center starting in October. The nonprofit's also laying off up to 10 of its 54 employees to shore up its finances. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Two men have been arrested and charged with starting the Oak Fire in Archuleta County earlier this month. Officials say the men broke a fire ban by using a burn barrel in a subdivision west of Pagosa Springs. The fire got out of control and burned 75 acres before being contained. County is under stage one fire restrictions. In northwest Colorado, things are starting to return to normal with a lot of progress on two big wildfires. The Lee Fire is 60% contained. The nearby Elk Fire, 100% contained. School started Monday in the Meeker School District. In neighboring Garfield County, school was delayed by 2 days because of the fires. The conservative TV network Newsmax will pay Denver-based Dominion Voting System $67 million to settle a defamation case. A judge found Newsmax aired false information about the election equipment maker after the 2020 election. Dominion and one of its former employees have sued numerous companies and individuals involved in spreading false claims about the 2020 presidential election. This is CPR News and KRCC.